and gentlemen, we're in hour number four. I'm going to expose one way the globalist cartels operate with the meatpacking industry, and I'm going to go further than anybody else has told you. But anybody in production, not just a beef, a poultry, you name it, and anybody that's ever tried to set up their own meatpacking operation knows about this. I'm going to give you the real mafia insight on this and how Trump's going up against them. When I say mafia, I don't mean Italian mafia. Everybody gets taught the mafia is Italians. Yeah, right. So let's go ahead and go to your phone calls on all the big subjects I just raised today. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Trump's approval rating. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I know that a lot of the base is really disappointed. I've been disappointed since day two with the cancer vaccines that he was talking about. It showed that he hadn't learned his lessons yet, or the messaging hadn't gotten through enough to where it affected him. There's a ton of problems with Susie Wiles being there. None of us really, we're going to automatically jump to the wrong conclusions and the right conclusions at the same time. It's only because of his messaging. And the only way to repair his legacy, I think, is for him to move against Fauci and Gates. That's the only road.
Oh, I agree. America would have a collective orgasm if Bill Gates and Fauci got indicted.
Absolutely. And it would also, it would clear his name of warp speed, and we would, the American public can take a sigh and breathe again. If you want me to trust my government, if you want me to have faith in these institutions again, prove it. Because if you don't, none of us are going to ever care about what you, your messaging, your cringe, your, and the government has become so cringe, it's automatically just, you don't even want to listen to it. You want to just brush it off because
yeah, it's all and little newsflash, all the loyalty oaths at every cabinet meeting, everyone worshiping Trump, which I know Trump was so demonized, so they do that to say, oh, no, he's not demonized. It's having the opposite effect. It's literally like a cartoon or something of the emperor being worshipped. We don't like this.
No, I mean, it was a lot of the social media got drunk on the winning. You know, we have to admit it. Everybody got a little, you know, intoxicated by it. But then we started to see how it was going completely sideways. And
well, let's be clear. I was intoxicated, overdosed, devastating.
Sure.
And then when they pulled Elon out, I was like, oh, boy, I can smell doom at that point.
Yes. And now the doom, the stench is on us because we can see it. So Trump, I voted for you three times. I am a supporter, but I'm also a supporter of the American people, and the American people need results. Move against Fauci, move against Gates, restore your legacy. God bless.
Absolutely. And again, there's these idiots out there. Tim, you still there?
Yes, I am.
I love every time. We'll post this video on X later. Not so bad on Rumble. But any criticism of Trump, they flood and say, you're a traitor. You work for Qatar. It's the Israel angle. Even though I'm not talking about Israel right now, they make it that. You should just mindlessly do whatever he wants. You must mindlessly go along with it all. And that's a small wing of Trump's support, but those people are fools. No, we're not a cult like Democrats. We put him in to do something. We're here to hold the feet to the fire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Expose themselves as being nothing but pedophile vampires for the most part, or war hawks, you know, and that's not a civilization I'm going to ever support. If they want my faith and trust, and if they want the base's faith and trust, they have to move like Christians. They have to be Christians at least.
No, I agree, but the idiot white pillars that think if you just cheerlead for Trump, we succeed, don't get it. He has bad actors in there. We have to steer him off the bad dummies. You white pill idiots. We have to take control, dumbasses.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, let me just give my bona fides on this. I've worked for a large animal vet multiple years on cattle, horses, you name it. We have a working family ranch that goes back to the 1820s. So I know a little bit about cattle ranching and all of it. And I've worked in depth off and on for about 10 years of my life in cattle ranching, as young as I can remember. Photos of me 3 years old feeding cows rain cage. So I know about it. My family's in the business. But if you study the industry, you already know this. It's hidden in plain view. There are four international meat packing companies. Just 20 years ago, there were more than 30. And when Clinton got in, it first happened with chicken, before beef and then pork. And it was even in the news back then, and I had industry people on about it. If a medium-sized chicken packing plant had one inspection that didn't go well, they would fine them, and another, and a third, and a year, they'd be shut down. They just find salmonella, well, you know, whatever. So, this is dirty, whatever. But you could have, I remember the articles, Tyson Chicken could have thousands of violations in one big plant, because they had the corporate lawyers and they were paying off the government and the Clintons, because this really happened when Clinton got in, when this really accelerated like so much, that Obamacare ruining health care, tripling your prices. I mean, they're going to rape your ass. Oh, we're Democrats. We're here to give you a good deal. Look, Republicans are bad. They were bad back then, but they're way better than they used to be. Democrats are worse than they ever were, which is saying a lot. So under Clinton, with Tyson, was the first big one, because I talked to industry folks at the time, not just news articles. And he had something like half the chicken production in the country processing. They're not growing the chickens, most of them, but they're buying them. And he was a big mafia guy, and he got connected to MENA, laundering the money, you know, for Clinton and the stuff there. And then under Clinton, by the time he leaves, there's seven or eight meat packers control 85-90% of the industry. Now it's four. And they all get together as a cartel. And so, not just my family that, you know, still has a lot of cows and stuff, and, you know, surrounding family that has them. I know people that have run big ranches, some of the biggest in Texas. You know, the people that develop some of the top bloodlines of cattle. I mean, people who, a third of Austin used to be their ranch. Just their ranch here. And then the ranch out at Bastrop. They sold out of it, 10 years ago. Because despite the best genetic lines, the best vets, the best artificial insemination, the cutting edge, they couldn't make money in it. Sold it. And then they tried, because they own steakhouses, to go in with some big investors and start meat packing. Because they realized the real profit was in that. And then in came the regulators, in came the lawyers, and they told them, you're not going to be allowed to do that. And they're not dumb. They've been not their first rodeo. So they got the message. So I don't just have this in the news or from family. I've experienced it. I've talked to other people that try to get into meat packing. And so you try to, even with big investment, let's say you got $200 million, you go build these plants, hire the best people, everything. You're going to be inspected the day you open. And there's going to be a paid off inspector who's going to come in there, and they're going to find dirt on you, and you're going to get shut down. So Trump's trying to put financial pressure on the big meat packers and not let them do, you know, run it that way. And he's saying you got to allow American competition in, because he found out that of the four big meat packers, they're predominantly foreign-owned. Forget foreign-owned, domestic-owned. Let's just get rid of monopolies, period. And so to do that, you got to reform the FDA. Because meat is one of the biggest businesses in the world. And you want to know what the gangsterism is? It's in that. It'll make corruption in gambling or sports or basically anything look like a joke. But I can tell you that I don't know any ranchers from people that, you know, own 30 acres, so they got three cows, you know, a couple calves a year. Maybe they sell one cow a year and they just have the cows for the tax exemption. Because if you don't have those cows in your 30 acres, you'll be paying thousands, $10,000, whatever it is in your area, in property tax. So you got to have the cows for the tax exemption. And then you don't make money. You can have a couple hundred cows. And by the time you pay for it all and to take them to market and all the veterinary stuff and all the regulations, you don't make money. But it's a family thing you've been doing, so you still do it. And I'm telling you, 90% of the people producing cows in this country are making, at the end of the day, no money. A lot of them are losing money. They're just too prideful to shut down the family farm or ranch. And I can tell you, my personal life, we hadn't been making money in 20 years. My dad loses money on it. And the IRS came to him and said, you've been losing money for a decade. You can't do this. So we're not just not making money. We're losing money, folks. So I know all about it. Well, we're Texans, and we've been raising cattle since 1825, and we're going to keep doing it. I'm like, why don't we just put honeybees on there and get the exemption? Wow, we're Texans. We raise cows, which is great. But the point is, it's the meat packers up on top that make all the money, screw everybody, and sit around and laugh about it. And then mafia around intimidating everybody else. And look at the exponential cost. I mean, I used to go to the best steakhouse in town just 6, 7, 8 years ago. $55 for their best ribeye. It's $120 now. That's not inflation. That's the meat packing screw job. There's a lot of other scams going into it too. But it is corrupt as a, it is crooked as a dog's hind leg. And it goes into every area of agriculture. And Trump's making a real aim to stop it. But he needs to get the full story and understand it is the inspectors. People would go into meatpacking. They would come into the competition. They'd lower the prices probably by half. You're not allowed to. Because the regulatory agencies have been bought off for a long, long time. But since Clinton, they have been totally corrupt. And they laugh at you. The lawyers will tell you, you're not, I don't care if you got a $1 billion investment, you ain't starting meat packing. And the word I got from other sources is, this is like industrial sabotage, what the CIA does in third world countries. They'll put a meat packer in your operation, they'll plant disease in your food, and the next day, the inspector shows up and knows right to what hanging piece of meat has got it and where. And then they got your ass. Because we're talking about trillions of dollars in the aggregate here. We got to wise up here, people. We're 4% of the world population. 96% don't live here. We pay 76% of world drug prices. 76% of all the money spent in the world on drugs is us. We pay over triple anybody else because we're marked schmucks. Because we think we're free. And because we had it so good, because we were the best country in the world, we got lazy. What's the saying? Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. It's a cycle. So there's your inside scoop on that. None of it's a secret. Trump targets foreign-owned meatpacking cartel to arrest beef prices, defend small ranchers. JBS, Cargill, Tyson's Foods, National Beef. Potential collusion, price fixing, and price manipulation. The four companies, two of which are foreign-owned, now control 85% of the U.S. beef processing market, up from 36% in 1980. Yeah, but they did it with the regulators. He wants the DOJ to investigate them, yeah. Cash will be flying around soon in a giant jumbo jet sponsored by the Beef Council. I'm serious. I mean, it's a damn joke, man. Can't you just stop screwing us? My God, people. I mean, look, we're fat and happy. There's a little screwing going on. I'm not going to freak out. It's where the world works. But you're screwing everything. We're the problem of the meat packers. It goes on and on. Look at this. Electric bill crisis blame game begins. Democrats slam data centers. GOP false climate cult. No, climate cult cut off all the energy centers, got rid of the coal power plants, most of the hydroelectrics, and then AI needs more power, so it's both. But who did it was the climate cult. Let's go ahead. This lady, I don't know who she is, but she knows what she's talking about. It's all true. Pamzy now does a nice short breakdown. Here she is.
This is how we take down the big four. Tyson, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef. The four packers that control 85% of America's beef. They set the prices. They crush small ranchers. They overcharge you at the grocery store. And here's what they don't want you to know. The laws to break them up already exist. And if we enforce them, we could take them down tomorrow. This isn't a free market. It's a corporate cartel that decides what beef costs from the pasture to your plate. Ranchers lose, consumers lose, and the only winners, the big four, raking in record profits while the backbone of America's beef industry collapses. And the crazy part, we already have laws designed to stop this exact thing. We just stopped enforcing them. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 bans monopolies and price fixing. The Clayton Act of 1914 allows the government to block mergers that kill competition. The Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921, written for the livestock industry to stop unfair practices. Together, these laws are a silver bullet. They were built to protect the family rancher and the consumer, but for decades, the USDA and the DOJ looked the other way. And the big four quietly took over our food supply. Enforce the law, and everything changes. Packers could be forced to sell off plants and lose control of the market. They couldn't own their own cattle and rig prices. And fair market bidding returns. Ranchers finally get paid for what their cattle are worth. And product of the USA would actually mean it was raised here. But we don't have to wait for Washington. Every time you buy direct from a ranch, every time a small USDA plant opens its doors, every time a community builds its own food system, we chip away at corporate control. The real revolution isn't in D.C. It's right here on local pastures across America. The big four broke America's beef supply, but the blueprint to take them down is already written. All we have to do is enforce it. Because food freedom doesn't come from the grocery store. It starts right here on the ranch.
By the way, that is incredibly true, and I see the revolution. So many small ranches and farms are starting butchering, and you're like, well, wait, the regulators will get you. Well, no, they're not doing it through the official system. You're allowed locally to butcher something yourself, sell to your neighbors. They try to send in feds. They try to send in regulators. It's not working. Then you've got startups that are willing to go up against it, and there's so many startups, and people know they want to buy direct that it's just exploding. And that's the future. That's the real revolution. Starts at home, like homeschooling. That's why they first targeted the Amish. That's why I said it's so important to defend them, not just because they're great people, but they're patient zero in this. So, again, you can cut right past the grocery store, right past all this. I mean, here's an example. My grandparents will be ready to kill a cow. They only do it for like three or four times a year. And their neighbors would hear they were going to kill one. And they, you know, shouldn't have the .22, haul it up with the chain, tractor. You know, my grandpa would sit there with a big couple of big tables laid out. Always do it in cold weather. It's still sanitized. Razor sharp, slice up the meat. And then we'd eat some of it there. They put some of the deep freeze. Neighbors come by, you know, buy some of it or, oh, you know, trade it or whatever. And sometimes my grandpa wouldn't want to kill a cow. He or somebody just killed a cow. He'd go over and, oh, I went over and got a couple of ribeyes. You know, Bob next door just killed this cow. And of course, they were usually killing like yearling smaller cows, which are the more juicy and delicious ones. Not really veal, but kind of veal light. Getting hungry. But yeah, when I'm out deer hunting, I'm shooting the baby deer. Sorry, folks. That's what's tasty. To actually eat what I shoot. But I know I'm mean. It's terrible, isn't it? No, it's not mean. It's totally normal. But I'm digressing. This is real revolution. And I love in my feeds, I'm even looking for it on X or YouTube, anywhere, I'm seeing, oh, there's this ranch in Missouri, there's a ranch in Texas, a ranch in South Dakota. And you look up the ratings, and we started 10 years ago selling beef direct, and now we're selling to millions a year, and they're just scaling up, and the regulators don't know what to do. And now Trump's in there, and the corrupt inspectors have got a big problem. But see, until 20 years ago or so, there wasn't this problem 25, 30 years ago, because there wasn't as much fraud. There were still, you know, dozens of big producers, big packers. So the price kept down as a competition. It only created a market to get ranchers and people back to doing the whole thing themselves because the market was there. So see, you don't just take an attack of evil and go, oh God, it's corrupt, it's over, I give up. You go, no, 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 how do I counter that? And how do I use that like a judo move to empower myself by countering it? It's like lifting weights. You don't get weaker, you get stronger. It's like, damn, this sucks. Yeah, but you're getting in great shape. And later you're going to be addicted to it. So this is a microcosm success story because now there are so many thousands of producers selling direct. Milk, cheese, beef, poultry. And what's beautiful about it is almost all of them are so prideful, I mean, in a good way, so professional, they have duty, words not pride, that I've seen the statistics. Where do you hear about Amish and milk people get sick? Never. Cheese, milk. Where do you hear about people buying beef direct from a rancher's problem? No, they're killing it. They're hanging it up in a refrigerator maybe a day or two. A lot of times at these ranches, I have people that go out there, I've had time myself, they're literally killing cows in one area and taking it out. People are buying beef with blood dripping off of it. That's fresh, folks. So that's what this is all about. And we're not caveman out killing ourselves, but we're getting close back to it. And if we just stop abiding by all their BS and abiding by all their crap, it's game over for them. So there's the deep dive on what's happening there. I want to get that lady on, but she is dead on about all the laws, regulations, all that. She just said it all perfectly. So, you know, Trump wanted the DOJ to investigate big beef and how it's screwing everybody. And, oh, they'll just pay some big fine. And, you know, give Pam Bondi a back massage or maybe hire Susie Wall's consultancy and they'll pay $100 million fine and right back to raping. No. People start looking, what's the highest rated ranch near me? You can go look, nothing but five stars. Boom, 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 boom. You get it. Wow, it tastes better. It's great. Yeah, you trust some long chain of events through all these people and all these companies up to some big agri company and then down through the chain into some grocery store? You trust that better than some family? I don't suggest you pull over at some shack on the side of the road with crazy looking people that just killed their first cow and buy something from them. No, you just go where obviously there's a line of trucks, people buying in, buying the food. How do you know when you go to a small town or a big town? You're driving through. No, that restaurant doesn't have any people. That one has a few people. That one's got lines out the door, but I'm in a hurry. That one's full, but not a line out the door. I'll go to the one without a line out the door because I'm busy. But if I got time, I want to see what's so good about this place. It's all knowledge of the people. We don't need AI. We don't need all this crap. You already got all the AI you need. Last week, I saw tons of geese flying south for the winter. I didn't need to check the weather report that a blue norther was blowing in. I literally said to my daughter, my youngest one, I said, honey, you see those geese? She said, yeah, I can hear them. I said, you know what that means? It means the winter's coming. And I explained to her about how it works. She says, wow, I go, now let's look online. I haven't looked yet, but I bet a big blue norther's coming. She goes, what's that? It's Arctic. Here's the Arctic. It's frozen. First one comes down for the year. So we got on the computer and I pulled it up for her, and I said, oh, see, honey? There's a first big northern of the year hitting in 5 days. But see, those birds don't need to go on Google to know that. Then I explained to her about the rods and cones in their brain that pick up the magnetic field of the earth. That's really how you train children about science. And she was like, I want to know more about this, Daddy. I was like, well, let's look up the magnetic field. I pulled these badass graphics and government sites and showing. She's like, wow, it's an invisible field. Go, oh, yeah, and it changes and all this stuff. We had like an hour-long discussion about it. Got her hooked on science with stuff like that. All right, I'm going to stop preaching here. I just spent 20 minutes on beef. But again, it is a microcosm of every other screw job we're under. Kurt in Chicago, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Trump's approval rating, it's a direct reflection of a couple things. The first one is there's the panic and pollsters out there. Guys like Mark Mitchell, who sit here and they already spell doom and gloom day for the midterms. He's out there saying, you know, Trump can't win, his approvals are this, they're 30%. It's a bloodbath and on and on. And Mark Mitchell, if you flip a coin tomorrow, he'll tell you something different. He's a panic and pollster. It's midterm voter suppression to attack Trump. What Mark Mitchell doesn't say is like the rest of these clowns. Trump would have inherited 48 months of America-hating damage put in by a regime of Biden and Mayorkas, Garland, Jake Sullivan, and a litany of other people, right? Well, you never hear Mark talk about this. So here we are, mid-November, Alex, and you got Trump. Energy prices compared to the peak years on gas retail, average retail versus Biden, 23-24, the line of so negative slope way down, flatline, stable, down from like, you know, 386 to $3 over $3. It's a huge difference, and to maintain that, Biden couldn't do it. But then you go over to the Senate. Trump still has under 40% of his nominees not even approved. What's that about? That didn't happen the last 4 years. And you got all these panickins out here talk a lot of crap, and they just sit here and attack Trump and this and that. He's got energy going in the right direction. ICE is doing its job. And yet people just keep smearing the guy. Keep doing it. You got like the guy called in a while ago. Oh, Trump's got to go after Fauci. Good luck with that, pal. You know what that's called? It's called a way to run out the clock and waste time. Fauci's pardon was backdated decades. What's Trump going to do? Oh, we have him in for a hard
time. Hold on. I'm not going to hang up on you, Kurt, because, A, I agree with everything you're saying. Plus, I love your voice. But just listen to me. I'm not paradoxical. I'm not two-faced here. I get the earlier caller's point, and I get yours. I need Trump to succeed. He's the lifeboat. But Mitchell is very accurate. He's saying what's happening with the voters because not of the job Trump's doing, he agrees it's great, of the communications. So we're trying to get Trump to get supercharged with what he's saying so that he succeeds. My God, they're going to put me in prison if they get back in. Believe me, I'm holding on to Trump with dear life here, bro, like he's a life preserver. So, I mean, let's be clear that it's not a panicking with me. It is very concerned. And Mitchell's a really good pollster, and I see this. People don't have really long-term memories, and they don't see that everything's instant gratification. Look, you say run out the clock. We got to have indictments. Hold you over. We got to have indictments of Brennan, who quarterbacked this whole thing, or they're going to come back at us. I mean, that's a survival thing. So it's not run the clock out there. I mean, I get you sue Gage, you sue Fauci, you arrest him, then it comes a big fight. At a certain point, hold on, we'll just come back and talk about it. But I can see everybody's perspective here. At least we're not the Democrats who are in a cult and just say one thing. I'll be right back.
In the meantime, I do want to remind you, please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. You get a free hat with any purchase. Shilajit is buy one, get one free. Those are the Shilajit gummies, one of my favorite products. I always take the Shilajit gummies. I always take the Irish Sea Moss gummies. They are jam-packed with naturally occurring vitamins and minerals that your body needs and God gives us through these crazy elements. Shilajit and Irish Sea Moss. Who thought that they would be superfoods that you need? Get them today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
Barring a miracle in the courts, InfoWars should be shut down somewhere close to January 1st. But that's just a website. It's just these studios. The InfoWar belongs to the people of America and the world. Population doing their own research, getting involved with the community, and studying what the globalists are doing, exposing them and resisting them. And we've come from basically 1% of the population knowing what was happening 31 years ago when I got involved in the fight, to close to half of the people, not just in America, but around the world, being incredibly awake and engaged and informed. And so that's so exciting. And we have fought so hard together, that's why we've been targeted. because the globalists want to take us off the air so that we can't continue to tell the truth. But this operation is just one manifestation of the InfoWars. I want to thank all of you over the decades. InfoWars has been around 28 years for not just supporting the InfoWar, but being the InfoWar. Now, that said, the legendary shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com, with all the great products that kept us on the air through all those fights, it's still up and operating. Everything is still being shipped out. Within a day or two of your orders coming in, and two of our fan favorites are available for the last time at InfoWarsStore.com. These just came in, brand new, fresh, Ultimate Fish Oil, the three certified best types of fish oil that do such incredible things for your body. Last up to 18 to 24 months, so you can also save it if you need to. And again, it is documented to be so good for your mind, your cardiovascular system, your immune system, and so much more. Fish oil, period, is great. Ours is the highest grade because it's been cold pressed, meaning it wasn't heated up or boiled. It wasn't homogenized. So you get the full effect. That is back in stock for a limited time for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's been out now for 8 years. Hard to believe that. When we first did this with a top manufacturer, no one else had ever done it. We went to him. We said, what's the strongest turmeric concentrate on the market? And they said about 75%, and we put it out. That's what we'd gone to them. We said, well, how high can you go? They said 95% curcuminoid. That's what is the thing that does the great effects of anti-inflammatory, overall health, immune system, you name it, in turmeric. And they explained, listen, you don't need to go that high. Just raw turmeric capsules are 4%, and people get amazing, amazing responses from it. 75 is just over the top. I said, no, go 95%. Now the industry all over the place has gone to 95% curcuminoid. So we are continuing to trailblaze and be leaders in this. So it is your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site and the legendary fight. Thank you so much for your support. Now stock up while you can on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got to get to your calls. I appreciate everybody calling in. Kurt, you're making really great points here, but you know, there's room for criticism of Trump. I mean, what are your issues with the Panicans, as you're calling them?
Okay, so back to the – I'm going to get to that. Thank you, Alex. So, Mitchell, he doesn't say – so, Fauci, that's great. I wish you would be behind bars. I wish you would. He's got going back to HIV and all the stuff he did in that, right? But the fact is, if Trump tries to do that, that's a complete deflection, distraction. It's a fruitless venture. You're not going to get anywhere with it. It's a waste of time. So why not put your time on other things? But guys like Mitchell – you know, first time ever you see Russ vote OMB, huge list of RIFs, reduction in force. So what does Thune do now? Bye-bye RIFs. Let's make a deal. We don't give you your Obamacare bloodbath money, but we're gonna eliminate all RIFs. Just took his legs out. Swept.
No, I agree that. But here's the thing. You're right. Putting Fauci in prison, they have evil people behind him. The people want it. They want justice. You get the optics?
I get the optics, Alex, but what they don't understand, it can't happen. So why not get your head out of the clouds? Focus on reality. Go after North Carolina. Go after Barrick. Somebody who wasn't pardoned. Why don't you go on the lower hanging fruit? So they put all this up, and hey, let's drive him down. Let's get Mark Mitchell out here, the king of the panic and posters, because that's what he is. Because if you look at what he says every week, they're going to get a bloodbath in the midterms. That's a year away, and he's already said, why even vote? Don't even vote. Forget about it. So let's just have it day one, Hakeem Jeffries, Speaker. The first thing he does on day one, Alex, I don't think they'll come after you first. They'll impeach Trump over the jet that he was given. Foreign money.
I hear you. But I like Mark Mitchell. I think he genuinely wants Trump to succeed. He's concerned. All right, thanks, Kurt. But I hear your points. Good points. It's a debate. I think everybody has, these are real discussion. Smart people. Everybody's got different points. And together, I think, gives us the answer. While we're doing it. Al in California on Charlie Kirk. Go ahead.
Greetings, Mr. Jones. I want to keep it clear and concise here. What we're missing is Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk kept everybody going in the correct direction. Everybody is bogged down in the minutiae. They're fighting. They're infighting. They're backstabbing. We've got this whole, you know, whatever you want to call it, the thing going on with the Jewish folks, all that stuff. Charlie knew how to keep everybody in the boat rowing the same direction. And we don't have Charlie Kirk anymore. We've got what's left over at Turning Point USA, and God bless them, but they're meandering. They're meandering like everybody else. We need to get on target, and the target is to quit this infighting. And the kids right now are gutted. Their CEO chief just got his head blown off, and they're gutted. They don't know. There's nobody talking for them anymore. So now we have this infighting and all this stuff that started.
No, I hear you. I mean, I think Charlie was important, Turning Point support, but I don't think that's the main threat. It's the covering up Epstein, though Trump was involved, for the establishment, and a bunch of other stuff is pissed off. Getting rid of Doge, getting rid of, that's when it really started, was the Elon thing. But I hear you that we should, you know, cover some of the Israel stuff and not have it as the foreign lobby. But the you know, the way that's become the main issue, and then having the neocon Jewish lobby run in and love the attention and make it that, was the absolute worst thing to do for America and for Israel, because it's a losing fight for Israel. Israel has a very low approval rating. Israel needs to lie low right now. And I'm giving real advice here. But Israel's not going to listen. They just love it. Thanks for the call. It's bad. And so do the folks that obsess on Israel. It's like they're so close together psychologically. They are so close. It's they ought to all get married. Because they are all obsessed with Israel all day. You could have like Mark Levin could marry Nick Fuentes, and they could just talk about Israel all day. They'd be so happy. They could fight with each other like a married couple all day long. I'm not being mean to Nick or him. It's just like, God, dog it. But I got to keep talking about it because the Israel lobby just keeps doubling down, acting like total jerks. Like Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I don't see as the enemy. But I'm your enemy now because I'm telling you you're wrong. Israel is out of control. Matthew in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you guys at InfoWars. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to bless you and pray protection over you, your family, Donald John Trump, and Brandon Biggs. I have a scripture I want to share with you from Ezekiel 37. Are you familiar with Jonathan Cahn in The Harbinger, about like all the prophetic events happening? Well, like how America was kind of founded like a new Israel, and then Israel, the name for America is a Soda Brit, the covenant nation. So in Ezekiel 37, the dry bones, and right before Gog and Magog attack Israel, when the whole world comes against Israel, well, again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, "As for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it, for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand." All right.
And that's the foreshadowing of Christ coming and the grafting on, and the fact that Israel would come back from the dead, from the dry bones.
Right, but you don't think it pertains to Israel and America? As America, kind of like Joseph and Ephraim with the lost tribes, like the 10 lost tribes, when they were scattered throughout the earth, I believe that a lot of us that came to know Christ actually have like Israeli blood from the lost. And I honestly think that you're of the tribe of Gad because you're the tip of the spear, and the tribe of Gad was like the tip of the spear. I don't know. That could just be my crazy thing, but that's kind of like what I was thinking about.
Well, I know this. Israel has a very special place in human experience. You cannot deny it. But the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about Israel does what they're supposed to, they're blessed, they get bad, they get in trouble. Not, oh, worship Israel because it's the chosen people. No, it's when Israel follows the commandments, it's blessed. When it doesn't, it goes into captivity, which is an archetype for all the rest of us. And so, yeah, people say, it's not Judeo-Christian, it's... No, it's Abrahamic, folks. And the Bible even says, with Abraham, and then you got the two kids, the one he's not supposed to have, he does, and then it wants the birthright, but it doesn't, then it's pissed, and then it says this is going to be a big problem forever, and there's going to be wars forever between these two. I mean, it's all, you can't make this up. It's prophetic. So it's all there. And the Jews rejected the Messiah. The Old Testament predicts it all and the New. And it predicts Islam to a T, and it's prophetic. You just cannot debate it. You cannot deny it. Archaeologists just say, oh, this is all made up. Almost everything in there has been found. They go, my God, it's right where they said it is. It's powerful. All right, thanks for the call. Stephen in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. How's it doing today, Alex?
God bless, we're still on the air here in InfoWars, brother.
Hey, man, I'm praying for you guys every day.
We got Imperial troops inside the base right now with the receiver marking everything down. They won't tell us we're going to shut us down. I'm just sitting there, and everybody's going to freak out when we get shut down. So we survived so much. Oh, yeah, all right, you'll be fine.
No, man, we're praying for you, and you're not in this fight alone. Always remember that. You got a big fan base, and we all care about you, man.
Hey, I appreciate you.
I wanted to bring up AI. So I know for a fact that just by looking around, seeing what's going on out there online and between the way people are communicating with each other, all the fighting and bickering on both sides, you look at the conversations that happen online, a lot of times you'll see where there's like an AI bot that takes over and it'll post something, and then there'll be like a huge argument in the thread about that post. And you can see that it's clearly a fake post and it's AI generated. And it's
they don't even hide it. I see it everywhere, on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, and even on X. It'll come in with the perfect thing to start a big debate to change course. Yeah.
So how do we combat that? How do we get people to wake up and say, hey, this isn't real? Because obviously, like, when you go in there and you tell people that this is not an actual...
Well, they call it AI bots. It was in the news 15 years ago that in some cases the majority of interactions on Facebook were avatars or bots. So it isn't new. It's just people need to learn what a bot sounds like.
Well, here's the thing. It's like it's actually, I think that's going back to the last caller, you know, all the anti-Semitism and all the crap going on between who says what. We had a whole bunch of party switchers that came from the Democratic Party, by the way, on this last election, and they're causing a bunch of problems as well. And I think the AI observes that, and it fires it up. It makes it provokes.
Well, here's a microcosm, and I'm not just singling Israel out since we're on Israel. I mean, giant, hit me in the head with a hammer, but... why did Israel help fund Hamas? Why did Netanyahu massively increase Hamas's funding up until October 7th? He didn't run it, but he was controlling it, double-crossed their leaders, finally killed them. Now Hamas, what's left, come out and said, we work for Israel, we were set up. That hasn't hit the U.S. news, it's in the Israeli news. So it's the same thing. Have all the bots push anti-Semitism, build it all up, make it ridiculous, then a synagogue gets blown up or shot up, and then... they can come in and take over the Republican Party. That's what me and Tucker 8 months ago said we think is about to happen, and I think we're almost there. So there's your Israeli conspiracy right there. Thanks for the call. And that's why I'm telling everybody, when I do these posts about trying to de-escalate stuff, it gets censored. When the AI sees it as I'm bashing Israel, it gets boosted to the top. Netanyahu loves this. This keeps him in power. I mean, I saw the Young Turks this morning. I guess I did it yesterday, but I saw the clip. It was in my feed. I wasn't looking for it. And they literally said, we actually want to go to war with Israel. We actually want to, we want to war with them. It's not enough to be anti-Israel. Now you got to blow Israel up. Well, have you thought about the process of that? A, I'm not for that. B, have you thought about it? Thousands of nuclear weapons? This is end of the world stuff, folks. So now you see the escalation is, oh, now we're not just anti-Zionist. Now we're not just anti-Israel. Now we're not just anti-Netanyahu. Now we're just anti-censorship. Now we want to blow up Israel, which I told you that's where this is going. is a setup, folks, and there's groups bigger than Israel running it. But because it's the black hole, that's all anyone wants to talk about. And because the Israel lobby is out doing so much bad stuff, I'm forced to cover it. And they know exactly what they're doing. But I'm going to continue to say it's a setup. Jonathan in New York, you're on the air on the Trump admin. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? This is Jonathan from Queens, New York. I'm a very frequent caller. We've spoken a few times
last
2 months. Thank you. I do want to talk about, I think Mark from Rasmussen is dead on. I think the caller, a few calls before, ragging on him is just a little white-pilled. I think the midterms coming up are critical. I have a hard time seeing that we are going to win them the way we're acting right now. What's going on here is what I'm seeing.
Well, that's right. We're not saying we think there's red lights flashing because we don't want you to go vote. We want you to get more energized and not be asleep.
No. Yes. We have to take action, political action, nonviolent action specifically, okay? We have to go out and vote. We have to be the foundation of the GOP party. Because what happened here in this last election, in the presidential election, I feel, was that we all thought it was a referendum on the entire GOP and the entire country, and this is the way it's going to look. And unfortunately, what I'm realizing and I'm feeling is that there's a GOP and there's a MAGA party. So after Trump's term here, we can't have him be a lame.
No, 100%. The GOP establishment's still there. They want to discredit Trump. That's why they've been trying to block everything he does.
Absolutely. And like this, the civil war here is bigger than just between the GOP. I do feel that it is happening nationwide. I do feel like we were always taught in grammar school and growing up that the civil war is about the North and the South and the Democrats and the Republicans. And it's clearly not about that if you see the way the Republicans are fighting. This is ideologically driven civil wars. And they start with mass exoduses. And we're in the midst of a great migration. I'm calling from Queens, New York, and I think it's important because we are about to hit the communist regime right here with Mondami.
I was about to say, while Republicans are all fighting with each other over how Trump could do better, which I'll do to make him better, but we still are with him, my God. We got Newsom and Mondami and AOC, for heaven's sakes.
For heaven's sake. And it's really sad because what I feel like, and unfortunately from what a lot of the GOP talking points was, pointing at New Yorkers, laughing at us, telling us that this is what we deserved and that we're going to get what's coming to us. But unfortunately...
Oh, yeah, this will be a great example, everyone. No, it won't. Yeah, the first phase of socialism will give a bunch of people free stuff, and everybody else will see it and go along with it. And don't tell me, everybody's like, oh, look at New York. Texas has mayors as bad and DAs. Yeah. So I don't want to hear from my fellow Texans who I love, oh, we'll never be like New York. Oh, yeah, right, we almost are. They just hide out. I'm not mad at them, but they hide out in the countryside, pointing at New York, laughing at them, or California. California used to be redder than Texas. Texas is almost purple. So I need people in red states to stop feeling secure.
Now, I know how we all feel. We reminisce about the time when we had a Republican mayor here. Fortunately, we had a terrible tragedy. But we did have a time where this state was red. We had a red governor and a red mayor. It's not hopeless here in New York.
And things were good then. Things
were up in the air.
And things were good
then. Things were good monetarily, economically, and socially. They were very, very good.
Oh, my God. New York under Giuliani compared to now, it's night and day.
It's absolutely, yeah. And what I feel like right now, I feel like I'm a soldier behind enemy lines with nobody to save me. And I know that no one's going to come save me.
Hey, I'd love to talk to you all day, Jonathan. Great points. Got to jump. Thank you. Chris in California. Amazing callers. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I won't blame Trump. I know you're very sincere, but I kind of blame you. I think you're way too easy on him. I could say a whole bunch of things right now about what he's done, but you know he's abused us many a times. He said it in Ingram's last interview. He said it with the Epstein. He's denounced us many times. His own base. He's the one that's doing this. He's the antagonist, and you give him a golden spoon every time. But that
You blame me as if I'm all powerful. So you'd rather Kamala Harris be in right now?
Well, you know what? At least we wouldn't be fighting each other. We'd be fighting them.
No, it makes it worse quicker. You might be right.
But hey, there was a video I watched on YouTube when he went to Egypt, and I can't find that video. It got scrubbed. He was in Jerusalem the night before they went to Egypt. And I watched the video, and I can't find it anywhere on
YouTube.
What's
he saying in the video?
Have you heard anything about that video?
Now, you told me twice you can't find it. What's the name of it, or what is it?
No, it's just they were in a mosque or something with, like, a mosaic, and Trump was talking with a blue tie and white stripes. That video was gone the next day.
Well, you got to give me the topic. I can find it.
Oh, it was Trump and he was talking with Netanyahu. They were all together. They had his kids, and it was right before he went to Egypt for the Hamas.
I know. So what was the subject? That's how you find things.
The subject was it was about him going to get the people that were from Hamas getting all the people back. It was the day before.
All right, so what's the point of the clip? I appreciate your call. I just like, okay. I'm just like, okay, so Netanyahu. I'm not mad. It's just like, tell me what it is. Leo in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, longtime caller here. I was calling about Theo Von refusing to platform you, and I seen the funniest thing ever. I was watching a Sean Ryan show. He had the guy on from the Y-Files, which is this big conspiracy channel on YouTube, and he just went into this rant about how he was doing a podcast. He doesn't want to name the guy he had on, but all they did was talk about vaccines. And look, I just said he's got to be talking about Alex Jones. So
I don't know that show. I didn't single out Theo Von. That was just the one person I used as an example. So I guess I did. But the point was, Theo invites me on repeatedly, cancels, runs around and just says Gaza, Israel. And he goes, oh, God, cutting edge. No, they're scared to have me on. He's just emblematic of it all. They're all scared. I don't need to get on their shows. I just don't want to hear them Mr. Edgelording around when they're actually scared to have the real controversial people on. All these comedians claim they're super cutting edge. None of these comedians will have me on but Tim Dillon. They're all scared. And the inside baseball is YouTube tells them, we'll demonetize you if you have Alex Jones on. They should make a big issue about that, not act like they're Mr. Free Speech, and then actually cuck out. That's my point.
I think you should go on to the Sean Ryan podcast if he has you. I think he's
same story. Sean Ryan's invited me on. I like Sean Ryan. Nothing against him. And every time, you're booked for Sean Ryan, or he wants you on, and that doesn't happen because they get the call from YouTube. And we need to stop the censorship. I don't need to get on Sean Ryan. My point is that I can sit there all day and cut videos that go viral. I'm just sick of. I'm sick of all these people acting like they're Mr. Anti-Censorship and they're avant-garde because they can go like, Israel, Gaza. Everyone goes, God, intellectualism, so smart. They have no other depth. Israel, Gaza. Israel, bad. I'm like, great. Why can you do that, but you can't have me on? It's an important question.
You're working for the people who are controlling the narrative, whether they realize it or not, or whether they're directly working.
I know from insiders. It's all of them. I mean, look. I'm kind of going after Theo because I don't want to go after the people even bigger than him, which I know the inside thing on who are friends of mine are nice. I don't care. I'm trying to get a debate going. So it's a final wall to crush because if you can't have me on, you can't really go all the way. And it's not about me. It's just that other big podcasters, the biggest, have just been like, yeah, I can have anybody on but you. Well, why? Because seriously, I am the most verboten person. So why is it? What is it about me that they don't want me on air? That's all I'm saying.
It's because you give the 35,000-foot view that cuts through all the BS, all the narratives, all the spin on everything. You're giving us a big picture, and they don't want the American people to see that big picture because they know that we will see right through all
exactly,
the
and it's not that I'm that smart.
Spinning.
I'm not trying to get you to see what I see. I'm like Rowdy Piper, put the glasses on. Just will you put them on? Because once you listen to me and change your angle, I don't need to talk to you anymore. You're going to see it yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does. You woke me up, Alex, and let me tell you, I was running the streets. I was doing a lot of bad things, and I got sick of running the streets. I'm like, I'm going to pay attention to the current events. I'm going to focus on what really matters, and I got sick of watching the news. I found InfoWars, and you truly liberated my spirit, Alex, and I bless you, and I thank you so much.
Well, I bless you, and I love you. Call back again. I really appreciate you. One more caller. I'm sorry to Scott, Gary, and Mark. Get their numbers. Going back tomorrow. Jack in South Carolina, you're the last caller on Farmers and the Economy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, first-time caller. You kind of talked about everything that I was going to bring up, but, you know, it really aggravates me whenever I hear, like, all these liberals come up and, you know, they've been talking about, oh, we, you know, stupid farmers, they're so dumb, we always have to subsidize them.
Bloomberg, all you got to do is put a seed in the ground. Well, he doesn't know what farming is, does he?
Yeah, people like Destiny saying, who can't even grow a beard. He's trying to tell me, anyway, I mean, you touched on most of what, like, I wanted to bring up, but, like, even besides the meat, like, you can even look at the documentaries from over a decade ago. How about what we grow with the seeds and how, like, Monsanto and everybody, they own the biological rights to these seeds. You can't even, you can't, whatever you grow,
and the seeds
can't
don't reproduce. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's such a chokehold on the small, even to the medium-range farmer, and like you were saying, even the big guys in Texas that you know. I mean, they have no idea the people around where I'm from, like what the hoops they have to jump through and the small margins they have on these farms. That it's real easy to lose your 200-acre farm. You can lose it. You can get in the red real quick. And the insurance that they give you, it never covers enough. It doesn't even cover enough to, like, get you out of the red. I mean, it's just, they have
it's
no
It's all
idea.
Designed to make us dependent and shut down farming, like John Kerry said. Call me back. In fact, get his number, name and number, too. We'll have Jake back on tomorrow. Yeah. And the left blames farmers and ranchers for the price of food, like Biden blaming gas stations for the price of gas. Learn some stuff, folks. Please, knowledge is power. We perish for lack of knowledge. Harrison Smith's about to knock it out of the park, the war room. Find the feet of Alex Jones on X. God bless you all.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.